Children having fun and singing at this daycare center in Buenos Aires. Most of the kids come here because their parents are working minimum wage jobs, such as urban recyclers or cartoneros, as they're known here. In the past year, demand for these low-paying urban recycling jobs have been on the rise. Natalia Zarza has been working here for years. She says the waiting list is getting longer every day.
We have families waiting for kindergarten and other classes. The pandemic devastated us, and the thing that is clear is the inequality that exists. We never got Wi-Fi, computers or anything to help these kids.
The daycare center opens at 5 p.m. daily, just when parents need to go out to work. The kids are given meals and they participate in activities that will help them in school.
Over 200 children are brought here every day. They remain in this place until 11 o'clock in the evening. That's when their parents are able to come and pick them up. The fact that so many children whose parents are urban recyclers on the streets shows how difficult the situation is for many families in this country where child poverty rates are close to 65%.
The Cartoneros movement was born out of the economic crisis of 2001. In the past two decades, the movement has become more organized and is now a critical part of Argentina's recycling efforts. Miriam Montserrat is a mother struggling to make ends meet. She says it's the only job she has been able to find. It pays around $150 a month.
We pay rent and we try to give our children what we can. Everything worries me. I want to give them an education and food. I want them to move forward in life.
The pandemic has exacerbated Argentina's economic crisis. Government handouts and assistance for the poor have increased. But people like Eduardo Donza says Argentina needs to do much more.
In Argentina, we're seeing that different governments have assisted at least a third of the population, but the situation does not improve. The problem is the labour sector is not getting better. If Argentina doesn't generate jobs, then people's lives won't get better. And to improve the labour sector, there has to be a change in the productive structure and increase in the country's GDP.
In the past decades, Argentina has been unable to improve the labour market and generate decent jobs. And that's had a huge impact on children in the country, whose parents are forced to work in the informal sector and on the streets. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.